Sometimes the best way to see the forest is through the trees. Biographer Robert Caro, for instance, has made a lifelong study of political power through the singular figures of urban planner Robert Moses and Lyndon B. Johnson. Author and American University professor Joseph Torrijian has now taken a similar approach to understanding one of the most complex and shrouded actors in global power. His new study of Xi Jinping's father, he tells our Beijing bureau chief, Ann Scott Tyson, sheds light on both the Chinese Communist Party and the man at its helm. It's Thursday, December 11th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Kurt Schillinger. First, our curation of news briefs from our staff writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. Washington imposed new sanctions on a network it accused of fueling the civil war in Sudan. The U.S. Treasury said four people and four companies, primarily from Colombia, were part of a transnational network that has enlisted Colombian mercenaries to train soldiers and fight for the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces in Sudan. Bogota-based outlet La Silla Vacía first reported on the more than 300 ex-soldiers who had been recruited. The United States called for an end to all financial and military support to the fighters in Sudan. The United States could ask visitors to share 5 years of social media history, according to a new U.S. Customs and Border Protection proposal. The policy would affect travelers from 42 countries on the visa waiver program, including Australia, Israel, Japan, and many countries in Europe. The State Department implemented the same measure for student visa applicants in June to vet for what it called hostile attitudes toward American culture or institutions. Also, Italian cuisine became the first to earn heritage status from UNESCO, the United Nations cultural body. Wednesday's announcement highlighted its respect for ingredients and shared moments around the table. Italian contributions already on the list include opera singing, Neapolitan pizza making, and manual bell ringing. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. Russia's Vladimir Putin has vowed to take all of the mostly occupied Donetsk region, either through negotiation or militarily. Even as Ukraine resists ceding territory, how is the city of Slovyansk maintaining morale in the face of a forbidding future? Howard LaFranchi reports from Slovyansk, Ukraine, for The Monitor. The volatility of some cryptocurrencies can shake up financial markets. There's a stabler version of crypto, but as people continue to buy in, even that carries some risk to the greater economy. Laurent Belsey reports for The Monitor. With Europe worried over the threat from Russia and finding the United States increasingly unreliable, Germany is feeling pressure to lead the way on European defense. Whether Germans themselves are ready to pick up arms is another matter. Mark Sappenfield reports from Berlin for The Monitor. Chinese leader Xi Jinping's views were shaped by the experiences of his father, Xi Zhongxun, a revolutionary whom the Communist Party cast aside. Author Joseph Torrijian examines the life of the father to shed light on the actions of the son. Ann Scott Tyson writes for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on the democracy of a free press. United States founding father Thomas Jefferson was a firm believer in the good sense of the people when it came to exercising citizenship in a democracy. To promote constructive public engagement, he urged, give them full information through the channel of the public papers. Were it left to me to decide whether we should have a government without newspapers or newspapers without a government, I should not hesitate a moment to prefer the latter," Mr. Jefferson wrote to a friend in 1787. The third U.S. president could likely not have imagined the huge volume and varied forms of today's newspapers, accessed 24/7 in print, over the airwaves, and online. However, even as media access has increased exponentially, press freedoms in 2025 are shrinking globally. News outlets are facing unprecedented political and financial pressures, and journalists are increasingly being silenced or targeted. In its annual December report, the watchdog group Reporters Without Borders lists 503 journalists in detention, 67 killed, and 135 missing over the past year. In most cases, the organization says, governments are responsible, although criminal cartels and rebel groups are also implicated. Amid this sobering picture, citizens around the world continue to strongly believe in the value and importance of a free press. A Pew Research Center survey of 35 countries reported that 84% of respondents viewed the ability to report news freely as important. For the U.S. alone, that figure rose to 93%. Over the past 10 years, the share of respondents defining press freedom as very important increased in 1/4 of those countries. Citizens are also expressing concern over increasing partisanship in the media, reflective of broader political divisions. In the case of the U.S., according to historian Miles Smith, the Founding Fathers understood that a free press would often be a messy press. The system, Professor Smith said on a podcast in July, was designed to present competing ideas and narratives to an educated citizenry capable of self-government. Perceptions of a vibrant press appear to correlate with civilian satisfaction with governance. Citizens who think the media in their country can freely report the news rate their democracies positively. Those who believe the press is constrained tend to rate their governments and leaders more negatively. Perhaps Walter Cronkite, the legendary 20th century American journalist, captured this dynamic most aptly when he observed, "Freedom of the press is not just important to democracy, it is democracy." The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how we pray effectively for our loved ones and the world when we understand how God loves and preserves His children. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Mackenzie Farkas and Tim Malone.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.